Leading it off for Davis County, it's Blair Brookins, the second baseman. Macy Grooms is in left field. The designated player batting third, Cammy Guider. Batting in the cleanup spot, Marissa Shuey. Batting, she's playing first base. Batting fifth, how about that name, Bill?
Evan Harper.
Third baseman, Evan Harper. But there's a story there. Batting sixth, the catcher, Whitney Madden. Is it Madden or Madden?
Madden.
Madden,
I think.
Batting seventh, it's Janelle Fenton, the shortstop. Deidre Rudd is the center fielder batting eighth, and Connor Wilfond batting ninth. And the pitcher who will not be batting is the ace, Riley Akins. We'll tell you about her in a minute. Take a look at the Albia starting lineup. Pretty much the same as always, and they lead off with one of the leading hitters in the area, Sydney Weldon, playing center field. Batting second, the pitcher, Lexi Van Polen. Batting in the third spot, Kenzie Griffin, the left fielder. Hitting cleanup, the designated player, Rochelle Hyman. Batting fifth, for Albia, the second baseman, we just talked to her, Anna Riley. Batting sixth, the catcher, Emmett Nadine. Batting seventh, Kagan Bossard, the shortstop. And the number eight spot, McKenna Adler, playing right field. And Cassie Smallwood, batting ninth, playing first base. Caitlin Spieler will be playing third, but they're using the designated player to hit for her. And Madison Bradshaw is the coach for Davis County. Jaron Law and Joe Rasmussen, the coaches, the assistant coaches. And for Albia, of course, the head coach, Mitch Chance. And the assistant coach is Janny Dorfinghouse and Darren Hill. And so we're doing that. And we're going to hear from Brittany Bowersock, who we heard from the other night, singing our national anthem. Bowersock. And Bill, you're commenting on her. She did a great job for us in the Oskaloosa Albia baseball game that night. Did it again tonight. You were impressed.
I'm going to tell Scott too, that if he needs one up at the Cubs Park in Des Moines, we'll send her.
Because
there.
They have different ones do that all
they
the time.
Do that.
She does a nice job. She's a nice young lady.
She can be on the possible list for that. I don't know if it makes any money, but it should.
It's just an honor to be able to do that up there. We're hoping that the Albia Lady D's can bounce back. They took it on the chin from Fairfield last night. Fairfield's tough. They come into that game last night winning 11 in a row, and, of course, they won again last night. The Albia Blue Demons have been in a little bit of a slump of late, but they are obviously bouncing back tonight, and the Albia boys win the first game 6-2 tonight. That just in, and we'll keep you posted on the second game as scores go along as well. And appreciate John Flattery is actually out here. Of course, works a lot with the football broadcast and basketball, and he came out and showed up tonight, and he just kind of matriculates up to the booth, and he's up here, and he's doing some good things for us. And the PA guy up here, who we always like to see, Rudy Riley, tonight up here, too. So we just feel very comfortable in the booth, don't we, Bill?
I'm comfortable with you people up here because you're so good at what you do.
And, boy, I don't know what to say to that.
Hug
and kiss your radio. Thank you. Rudy Riley just giving us a plug there. And I was kidding Bill before the game that we always kind of get kind of nervous up here, Rudy, because there's so many grassy knolls around here. So we... For you history buffs, you know what I'm talking about, okay? But anyway. We've got some great sponsors for all these games in the 2013 season. We've got a lot of games yet to bring you. The season moves quickly. They almost play every night. But we try to bring you, anyway, four games a week at least, and we enjoy doing it, Bill and I, and we appreciate being back in the saddle after doing it for many years, and then, golly, they kind of beckoned us, and, Bill, here we are.
We are here, and the first batter is stepping in.
And leading it off now for Davis County is none other than their little second baseman, Blair Brookins, right-handed batter. Lexi Van Polen on the mound. Only it's not a mound, but I always do that. It's the baseball. I mean, it's outside for a ball. Let's take a look at Albia defensively. It is Cassie Smallwood at first, Anna Riley at second, Kagan Bossert at short, Caitlin Spieler at third. That's ball two. And left field, Kenzie Griffin, Sydney Weldon at second, or center field rather, and McKenna Adler is in right field. Emma Dineen behind the plate, and it's Lexi Van Polen pitching for Albia. Two balls, no strikes to Brookins. Here's the pitch by Lexi, and that's low ball three. Brookins on the season has done pretty well for them. In fact, to be in first place, all of their kids have been playing pretty well. There's a strike right in there. Number 11, Davis County, of course, in the maroon socks, white pants with maroon stripe down the side, and, of course, the white jersey with maroon there, trimming it off. Foul back, strike two. Brookins, Blair Brookins, hitting at 255 on the season. Bodkins. Strike three call, one out. So, I'm just learning to read cursive, Bill, so I was looking at your printing there.
I'm looking at the one I copied.
I know. I couldn't read. Actually, bless his heart, that's what Mark Lowry is. I could not read the Davis County coach's lineup very easily tonight. Outside ball one.
I'm going to use
the hitter right there right now. Leading number two hitter for them is Macy Grooms, the left fielder. After striking out, she might feel like changing her name. That's always how I felt, which would tell you I changed my name numerous times. Two balls, no strike. Now to Macy Grooms.
Macy Grooms,
left fielder. She's hitting almost at the Mendoza line. She's at 200. There she wraps a single into left field. Pulling that ball, getting it quickly back in, the left fielder, Kenzie Griffin. Well, Macy Grooms, a sophomore for the Mustangs, did not look like a 200 hitter there. She wraps a single to left field. She's at first with one out.
And the batter is Cammie Guider.
Cammie Guider.
The designated player.
She's only a sophomore.
She drills it.
And that's in the gap into left center. Nice cutoff by Weldon, but she's bobbling it now. That's going to allow the runners to take an extra base. Sydney just couldn't get it over there and make the play, but she wanted to keep it close. Didn't field it cleanly, and that allowed the runners to move up. And I'm interested to see how Rudy scores that one. And Bill.
What Brookins do? I thought she... Well...
And so now that brings to the plate the cleanup hitter, Marcia Shuey, the first baseman. Here's the first pitch, way outside, ball one. One thing that impressed me about Davis County in the JV game, which they won 13-0, is they were really wrapping the ball around very well, and they're doing it here in the early going, except for Botkin's strikeout. Here's a little number that's just foul, past the third base bag for a strike. There's one out. Second and third for the Mustangs with just one away. Number 19 up there right now for them, Marcia Shuey. Right-handed batter, strong right-handed batter. And she, of course, is off to a great start for them this year. She's hitting at 318. No home run. She's driven on seven. And has a good eye. She's walked 10 times in 44 plate appearances. She fouls that one off. And right now they are really getting out in front of Lexi Van Polen here, pulling the ball. How was that officially scored? We're waiting a minute. Rudy scores that as a double.
I think we'll just let everything alone and call it a double.
I think Rudy's right. He's the official score. We waited on that, and so that was a double. And that's outside for a ball. Two and two. One out. That ball was hit out of the gap, and actually Sydney Weldon got over there. Had a little trouble getting it, but they were aggressively running the bases. And there's a strike call at the letters, and taking that one all the way for the out, Mashui, two away. And here's Heaven Harper, the third baseman. Heaven is the leading hitter on the Lady Mustangs this year. She's only a junior, hitting at 343. She has a homer and three RBI. Right-handed hitter, Heaven Harper. Here's the pitch. Just outside, ball on Emma Dineen, trying to frame that. Ben Poland would love to get out of this after two on, both in scoring position with only one out. Heaven Harper. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. It's a strike in there. See, we could do a segue off Field of Dreams. Is this Heaven? No, this is Heaven Harper.
This is not Eddiesville.
No. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. And she hits it foul down the third baseline. Nope, it's just fair and a heck of a play. That looked like it was going to drift foul, but making the play, Kenzie Griffin. Good defensive play for out number three, and Ben Poland works out of trouble there after a double. But runners at second and third after Guider's double. She then struck out Shuey and gets Heaven Harper to fly out to the left fielder Griffin. So good recovery by Van Polen and the Lady D's. No runs in the inning on two hits, no errors, two big runners
no
on base.
Two hits, two left on.
We go to the bottom half of inning number one. Good start for the Lady D's. It's the first place, Lady Mustangs nothing, and the Albu Lady D's coming to bat, and we'll be right back after this. We're in the bottom of the first here at Lizzie Alexander Field in Albia, and the first pitch to Sydney Weldon by Riley Akins is a strike. This is a very young Albia team, three seniors, and it's an even younger Davis County team, which makes them feel very good leading the conference at this point. Good cut that time by Sydney, gets around a little late, fouled off strike two. Weldon, the leading hitter on the Lady D, he's hitting at 571, three home runs, 11 RBI. Akins is a junior on the pitching rubber for the Mustangs tonight, and she's a good one. Here's the pitch on the way. Takes a little off. It's outside. She's a junior, and she comes into this game with a 10-6 mark in 15 starts, 94 and a third innings. She's their go-to girl. Here's the pitch. She windmills it, and it's fouled again. And to tell you how good Akins has been and why they're in first place, she's holding banners to a 198 batting average, which is very, very good. She struck out 122 and 94 in a third innings. So obviously she is developing into a dominating pitcher. Opponents only have a 1.93 ERA against her. Here's the pitch. Weldon hits a high fly ball out into left field. Camping under it there is Macy Grooms, and she makes the play for out number one. Weldon down. Now batting pitcher number two, Lexi Van Polen, sophomore pitcher, comes to the plate for the Lady D's. Lexi coming into this game hitting at 361. And she takes it for a ball. Albia 6-8 on the season. Davis County 11-9. That's the overall mark. That's outside for a ball. 1-1. Akins' battery mate out there, of course, Whitney Madden. Here's the pitch. Strike, outside corner. Good fastball. Madden is only a freshman, the Davis County catcher. That one's fouled off to our left, strike two. 2-2, one out here in the first. As we've covered so many of the games in the area, lots of very, very fine young players in the area. A lot of these teams have very few seniors. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's just high. 3-2, just missed. And I can tell you we're very early in the game, but this freshman behind the plate, Madden, handles herself pretty well for Davis County. Here's the 3-2. Ooh, and the fans groan on that one. Just a little bit low. And we're getting a courtesy runner for Albia in there right now. And that's going to be number 12 for the Lady D's. And that's Mary Shepherd. Mary, just an eighth grader. And she's running, of course, for Van Polen, who's the Lady V pitcher. They're expecting a bunt. There goes the runner. There's the throw down. And getting in there with the stolen base is Shepherd. Albia running right away here. Davis County was coming in on the corners. They expected the sacrifice bunt there. They didn't get it. Instead, Mitch Chance goes with the stolen base. There's one out. Runner in scoring position. Albia has a chance to break on top here. And, indeed, if Riley Akins is a strikeout pitcher, the Mustangs coach Bradshaw is hoping to get one here. That one had some movement. It was high. Good fastball. That was tailing away from the right-handed batter there. Either that or my vision's failing, Bill. That looked like a pretty good pitch.
It was called a high, and it was.
She's got a good fastball. And that's just a little low and inside, so she's behind now 3-0. It's always interesting to watch these umpires. They all seem to have a little different strike zone, and we see that even at the major league level. There's a strike at the letters. The rule book always says one thing, but they all have their own zone, don't they? We saw that last week at Twin Cedars in a boys' game. That was a narrow zone. Here's the 3-1. Strike two at the letters. Two strikes now. To the number three hitter for Albia, and that's Kenzie Griffin, the left fielder. Kenzie will have to protect 3-2 here. Here's the pitch by Akins. And that's popped up. That's out to the center fielder and making the catch, Deidre Rudd, for out number two. Two down, and that's going to leave it up to the designated player, Rochelle Hindman, Bill. We used to call him DH. They call him designated players now. Right?
Yes.
That dates us, doesn't it?
How do we know?
That's high for a ball. Down a second at Shepherd. She represents the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the first. No score. Akins working quickly. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Riley Akins. Twirling a ball in her hand. Ready to go now. Strike two. Right at the knees. Good fastball. She is very fluid as a pitcher. She's not very herky-jerky. She's very smooth. Don't you think? Throws very nicely. Here's the pitch on the way. That's high for a ball. 2-2. And she works quickly, doesn't she? Wears number 14. Has her hair tied back. Headband there. Big girl. Popped up. That might drop. It does in front of the center fielder. And coming in to score is Shepherd. And Albia has broken on top 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. On a base hit by Rochelle Hindman. That ball was immediately trouble right off the bat. It was just between everybody out there. The shortstop for them. Benton raced back. Rudd came in. No chance. And Mitch Chance was setting Shepherd all the way, and the eighth grader was moving quickly, and they're quickly now ahead, too. Albia leading at 1-0, and that brings to the plate with the Lady D's, Anna Riley, second baseman. And of course, was our profile guest in our broadcast tonight. One ball, no strikes. Anna choking up off the end of the bat. Here's the pitch by Akins. It's a strike. Taking that one all the way, 1-1.
In the old days in baseball, Rich, that hit that we just got was called a Texas Leaguer.
A Texas Leaguer. Strike two on the inside at the belt. Good fastball by Akins. In the words of one of the guys I love to quote, hit him where they ain't, Willie Keeler. And that's what Rochelle did. little never off the bat of Riley. She was jammed that time. The pitcher Akins comes in, makes the play for out number three. But a good inning for the Lady D's. They do get the lead. One run, one hit. No errors, one left. We played one. It's Davis County, nothing. And the Lady D's leading it 1-0. We'll be right back. We're in the top of the second inning here, and Davis County trailing the Lady D's 1-0. Davis County coming in as the conference leaders. The Lady D's, after a tough loss to Fairfield last night, would like to knock off the Lady Mustangs. And right now, it's looking good. Rudy Riley just plugging our broadcast, and we appreciate that. With Bill Saylor. I'm still looking for the opportunity to ask Bill about his golf game. He was not with us for the Oskaloosa game. We'll get to that in a little bit. Pitched by Van Polen. And that's a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch that time by Lexi. Leaving it off for the Lady Mustangs, that young catcher, freshman Whitney Madden. And I was talking about how well she received the good pitcher Akins, their junior star. Here's the pitch by Lexi outside for ball 1-1. But her throw to second didn't have much mustard on it, did it? And, of course, that stolen base really set the stage for the Albia lead because Shepard stealing second was able to score on that base hit. Here's the pitch from Van Polen, and swing, and a miss, strike two. She was swatting at that one.
She should have let that go by. It was outside.
So she's in the hole now, 1-2. And that one's outside, 2-2. You see all these great ball clubs around the area with a lot of good young players this year, and you forget that teams like Eddyville and the boys have great seniors, too, like Pembroke we saw. Swing and a miss, Madden down on strikes. But it seems like more and more, even in the big leagues, youth will be served. We see more and more young players that are very talented all the time. And that brings to the plate for the Lady Mustangs here, Janelle Fenton, the shortstop. Fenton's only a sophomore. They just continue to send young players up there. Fenton coming into this one, hitting only at 156. She's driven in six runs on the season. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
They like to swing at that outside pitch. The last two batters, those pitches are
way outside.
They can't hardly, they can reach them. Can't reach them. So Lexi throws another one way outside.
She tried to get her to chase that time. Nothing doing. Davis County only coming into this game, even though they're leading the conference, hitting 232 as a team. That one's fouled off to our right. But most of the damage they do is up in the top of their batting order. Down at the bottom end, they've got a lot of young kids, and they're not hitting real well. But they are up there swinging. And as we said in the JV game, I was very impressed with some of their JV kids they're hitting. They were really hitting the ball all over the place and won that game 13-0. Albia boys over on the other diamond tonight playing Centerville in game two. Wouldn't that be nice for a sweep? Get out the broom. We'll see how that goes. We'll keep you posted on that. Here's Lexi's pitch. It's outside low, 2-2. Deneen does a nice job behind the plate. She's been there, seems like a long time already, and yet she's still got a lot of softball in her. She's only a sophomore. Here's the pitch. Little fly ball. It's going to drop behind first base. And Anna Riley hustling over there, but there was no chance on that, and there's one of Bill's Texas Leaguers again. It's a base hit.
Deidre Rudd.
So, Deidre Rudd.
Center
fielder. Batter.
One out, one on.
Right-handed batter. Rudd's a junior. That's fouled off for a strike. Rudd coming into this game hitting at 259. No home runs, six RBI. And you look at the Lady Mustangs' averages, and some of them are a little low, but they've got some that are quite high, too. But one of the things that always reveals a lot to me at this level of play is what's your on-base percentage. You know, it tells you a lot about your, you know, whether you're getting an eye for walks, whether you're hitting the ball. And some of those are only around 300. And you'd like to have them a little higher if you're going to be a contender. There's a little number down to Anna Riley. She's going to have to hurry. No chance. Anna, again, hustling very nicely, but
infield hit.
It's an infield hit. It went just over Van Polen and drops in no man's land, basically. Anna charged in as you have to. She had only one play, but no chance that time to get Rudd. So that's an infield hit. The Mustangs have two on now, one out, and that brings to the plate Connor Wilfond, the right fielder. You know, so many of these teams we see play have familiar names. I mean, I go way back, and you do too, Bill, but you can see we're getting into different generations of the same families. I remember many Wilfonds in the Mustang area that played some great baseball and softball, and you can look at some of these other names, too, like Guiders and some of these others, and they just kind of show up every now and then, again and again. One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch by Lexi. There's a little pop-up, and that's going to go just foul beyond the outstretched arms of Cassie Smallwood. And they're not hitting the ball hard, but they're hitting them in what I would say is a dangerous area here. It almost looks like they could loop them in here.
Get them where they ain't.
Get them where they ain't is exactly right. For all of you wonderful English teachers, I did that on purpose. That's two and two. Yes, Dizzy Dean. What was Dizzy Dean said to the teachers who were upset with his language? He said, "You teach him about English, I'll teach him about baseball." That one's fouled out of play, too. Two and two. One out. And Rudy up here is a, you know, banking guy up here with PA, what have you. Dizzy Dean could teach him about banking, too, because he made a lot of money in his career, didn't he? I guess you can use all the bad English you want if you could be as successful as he was. Two and two. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. Just missed inside. Three balls, two strikes. One out. Two on. Will they be going here? One out only. Here's the pitch from Van Polen. And there's a little ground ball again. Anna Riley will take the foot out at first. In time for out number two. The runners advance to second and third. And that brings to the plate, the top of the order again, Blair Botkins.
Botkins. That's what I had down, and you told me it was Bookins.
Well, I was... Well, Bookins is...
Oh, right.
There's a little pop-up, and right there is Lexi Van Polen for the put-out. Bookins is in a tumble. They fixed my watch.
Okay.
Nice play. Good pitch. Van Polen makes the play for out number three. Now I'll begin pitching out of a little bit of a jam here in the second. No runs across. Two hits. No errors. Two left. We go to the bottom of inning number two. The Lady D's leading it over the Lady Mustangs, 1-0.
Silk pencil, but it's got an eraser.
We'll be right back. Emma Dineen leading it off for Albia. 2-2 the count to her as she comes up here in the bottom of the second. Sophomore catcher for Albia. And that second, that first strike she took, Bill, you thought was way outside. Counts full now, Emma. 3-2. Aiken's working quickly for the Lady Mustangs, and that one's right where that other one was. This one's the ball. Not to be critical. Lead-off walk for Emma Dineen, and that brings to the plate the shortstop, Kagan Bossert.
My favorite player.
Well, you always like shortstops. We said that the other night. 242 hitter. She's driven in.
I used to be one.
That's right. She squares the butt, popped up, and the catcher's got it. Quick throw, but good base running there by Dineen. Trying to advance the runner that time. It was popped up in the catcher for them. Madden gets out, takes that pop up.
Maybe we could put Shepard back in just to steal a base, like she did the other inning.
And that brings to the plate for the Lady D's now none other than McKenna Adler, the right fielder. Swing and miss, strike one. And Davis County in on the corners. They were anticipating bunt there.
I
mean, they're way in. Dineen doesn't look like she's going. Here's the pitch. There's a swing and a miss, strike two. They're still playing it in significantly here on the corners, even with two strikes. Dineen checking over to Mitch Chance, the Albia coach, who's coaching third. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And Aikens really went to work that time, didn't she? Two out. She gets the strikeout, and it's all up now to Cassie Smallwood, the first baseman. Cassie is a senior, one of the few on the Albia team. She's in the number 9 spot tonight. She's had a tough year at the plate. She's in a 91 right now. But it could all be forgotten if she get a big base hit here and get that runner moved around. Here's the pitch. There's a little number down towards second. Second baseman up with it. That's Bodkins over to first. In time for the putout, 4-3. So nothing across with the Lady D is that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. We play two here, Bill. And I'm going to keep it here for a second. It's Albia 1, Davis County nothing. And, Bill, I would just ask you real quickly, you were not with us at the Oskaloosa game the other night. It was a great baseball game. You were out on the golf course, and everybody wanted you to go. You had an opportunity to play. But Albia played a good game, even though they lost. I want to know how your golf game was Tuesday.
The golf game, I was a substitute in the league, and I played in the morning scramble. And then I played another 9 holes in early afternoon, and then I had to substitute in the league. Now, I'm not making any excuses, but the third round was not very good. It was golf, but just barely.
You would have called that a scramble, too.
Well, like the old coach said, we broke all the bats and lost all the balls. Then that might have been described my golf game that evening. But I did miss the ball game with you, Rich, because I enjoyed being up here listening to you.
It was a good ball game.
And watching the guys play, but sometimes you have choices to make, and I chose the golf.
And you did the right thing. I just wish you'd have had a better outing with it. But you had fun. That's the main thing. Speaking of golf, the Albia Pro-Am this weekend, right? Saturday and Sunday?
Yeah.
And it's the biggest in Iowa Pro-Am.
Yeah,
U.S.
Open is on, too.
Right. They had rain today, a lot of rain.
Two rain delays. First rain delay was a long time and was over 3 hours, I think, and then later this afternoon they stopped again, and I don't know what happened after that.
And Monday we'll let you know who won the Pro-Am if you don't know by that time, because we've got baseball action for you Monday.
Yeah.
Davis County coming to Albia for two games with the boys, and we'll be on the air about 5:25. We're in the top of the third now. Davis County trailing the Lady D's here by a score of 1-0 and leading it off to number two. Number two is the number, and it's Macy Grooms. Macy had a base hit, first plate appearance. And there's a little line shot right at Kagan Bossert, one down. That's a good way to start the inning for Van Poland. You know, you talk about these batting averages and you look through them and you see what these kids are doing all the time. It doesn't always tell the whole story. Pick up on that in a moment. Here's the first pitch now. Strike. And he thought about that one a little. Strike one, the batter right here for them is Cammie Guider, the designated player. She had a base hit in her first plate appearance. She had the double. just missed this time 1-1. One ball, one strike. You look at these batting averages, and it's even more phenomenal what the record is here in Albion for that. There's a pop-up. Anna Riley's calling it. She's there at the edge of the grass. Makes the play. Anna is getting a lot of action in the field tonight. She makes that play nicely. There's two down. Two up, two down. It's Marissa Shuey, the first baseman. She took a call third strike, her first plate appearance. When you talk about batting average, the all-time Albion batting average record. Kim Baker back in 1975. There's a fly ball, hit deep to left. Back, and beyond. Griffin, it goes to the fence, and going into second base with a double is Shuey. Kinsey got a good break on the ball that was just out of her reach. That ball was well hit, and it seemed to just continue to carry out there, and it goes in for a double. She's at second base, and here's Heaven Harper, right-handed batter for DC. And as I said, she's their leading hitter at 343. She's got a little pop, too. She's hit a home run. Played in all 20 of their games. There's a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch by Lexi Van Polen. As I said, you talk batting averages. Kim Baker has the all-time Albion batting average record at 520. Phenomenal. Back in 1975. That one's fouled down by the first baseline. Strike two. 520, and that was in 75, so we're talking a 38-year-old record, which is high school ball in any school. That's a long time for any record to stand. Here's the pitch. Just a little outside. Deneen does such a good job framing that ball. As she gets a little older, she may know how to twist that glove and pull it in a little more, too. But we don't want to talk about that. 1-2. Here's the pitch outside again. 2-2. And Rudy, reading my mind, just mentioned Sydney Weldon is pushing that right now, hitting at 571. A lot of games left, but that's a record after 38 years that could go by the wayside. It'll be interesting for you and I and all of us to watch that as the season continues. Here's a 3-2 pitch from Van Polen to Heaven, and that's fouled back. I had a play on that, so the fence was there. John Flattery's up here in the booth. He's going to be at Flag Day tomorrow, playing a lot of music, including a lot of regular music and then patriotic music. We'll look forward to that. We'll tell you more about that during the broadcast. Here's a 3-2 pitch coming from Lexi Van Polen with two outs. Albie on top 1-0. Time runs at second for the Lady Mustangs. Lexi's going to take a long time with this one. Now she's ready. Here's the pitch. And it's popped up. Van Polen right there. Just shifts to her left. Nice to play. Now number three. So another good inning for Lexi Van Polen. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of inning number three. It's still Albie on top, 1-0.
No strikeouts.
Lizzie Alexander Field, Albia Sports Complex, and Sydney Weldon, Albia's leadoff hitter, comes up. Sydney's hitting at 571 coming into tonight's play. She tried to butt her way on, pops it up, catcher. Madden makes the play, one down. We're in the bottom of the third. Lady D's lead 1-0. Davis County's had their chances. They've had runners in scoring position each inning, but they've left five runners. Good cut that time from Van Polen. Fouls it straight back, strike one. She walked, and her first plate appearance, rather, Bill, and scored the only run of the ball game.
No, she did not score. She had a pinch runner for her.
That's right. It was Shepard. Right, Shepard. Swing and a miss, and she didn't get a good cut that time. Joan Flattery is behind us. He's doing mime back here right now.
He dare not be critical.
No. Here's the 0-2 pitch, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One out, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch on the way, and that's foul back. They're getting a piece of the ball a lot tonight. They're just not hitting it very hard, but Akins, I'm impressed with. She's a junior for them. She gets a lot of strikeouts typically through the year, but she's not quite to that juncture yet where we could see she's overpowering. Here's the pitch, and that just missed. A little high, maybe a little outside. Count even at 2-2. You know, we talk about season batting average. I gave you that record earlier. And there it is, and that was there. It was on, it painted the black that time, and it was there for strike three, two down. Van Polen down, so Shepard won't get a run for this inning. She's not on. But
Kenzie Griffin.
What's she doing her first plate appearance, Bill?
Kenzie flied out to the center fielder.
Close stance, right-handed batter, the pitch. Popped it up on the infield. Who's going to take it? And it's going to be the center fielder coming in. Second baseman, the shortstop, let her make the play, and that was Rudd for out number three. Quick inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. None left. We played three. This one's really moving along. And the Lady D's cling to a 1-0 lead. We'll be back right after this. We're back here at the Lizzie Alexander Field, Albie Sports Complex. Albie boys now, after winning the first game 6-2 over league leader Centerville, now lead it 1-0 in the third, as I understand it. So they're going for the sweep. We'll keep you posted on that one. Leading it off for the Mustangs. Who is it, Bill?
It's that Whitney Madden, the catcher. She struck out in her first at-bat.
She's the freshman. First pitch from Van Polen. There's a short hop. Field it. Nice play by Kagan Bossert. Doesn't get a goal. Hey, but boy, she gunned her down. One down. 6-3. One away. Albia looking very, very good tonight. This is a good game. We anticipated it, Bill, and we're getting it.
That's my girl. Throw him out.
I was mentioning the career batting average before we went to break. Alexis Folkert's hit .413 in her career in Albia. And that's more than 1 year, of course. She played, but lofty averages. There's a pitch outside for a ball, 2-0. On deck for the Lady Mustangs, it's going to be Janelle Penn.
Oh, Janelle's at Penn now.
Or rather, Deidre Rudd.
Yeah.
I'm kind of looking, I have to kind of...
Well, I know my scorebook isn't helping you a bit because we're sitting at the...
We're kind of at an angle. That's okay. It works fine.
I should be on the other side of it. It'd probably work better. No, it wouldn't either.
No.
I don't know.
It's good.
You always have the lineup of your own, usually, don't you?
Actually, I kind of, my memory's bad. It's good usually, but tonight it's a little foggy. 3-1.
It's clear as a bell out there.
Clear as a bell. Here's the 3-1 pitch. There's a number. Oh, my goodness. And that is another infield hit for the Lady Mustangs, and I don't think so. I think it's a foul ball.
I think it is.
I'll tell you what happened there. If you're watching,
boy, it was close.
We got a little soft liner down to the first baseman, and that was Smallwood. She tried to field it. That's right. It was a foul ball. I thought it was. She tried to field it, but she missed it. It went under a glove, and then it was clearly in foul territory. They allowed, the umpires initially called that a base hit. It wasn't. Had she touched it before it went foul, but she didn't touch it at all.
Yes, she did.
I didn't think she did, and they say no, and it doesn't make any difference because she hits it back to Smallwood again, and this time Cassie does boot it, and that's an E3 error on the first baseman, so she gets there anyway.
Yeah.
And if you're a Davis County coach, you'd say justice prevails. But I did think it was a foul ball. But it doesn't make any difference now, does it? E3, runner at first, one out. Who's up there now? None other than Deidre Rudd, their center fielder, who's made some good plays for them, Bill. Davis County's only down one. Will they be running? There's the bunt. There's the throw to first in time. Nice play by Deneen and Anna Riley over there taking the throw. They do go to the sacrifice. There's two away. And that advances the runner down to second base. And that, of course, is Benton. So now that brings up the number 9 hitter for them, Courtney Wilfon.
Connor
Wilfon, the right fielder.
Connor, you're up to bat.
Connor Wilfon. She hits a ground ball to Bossert, the shortstop. Up with it, the long throw. In time, nice stretch by Cassie Smallwood for out number 3. So once more, for the fourth inning in a row, Bill, Davis County gets runners in scoring position, but fails to get them in. Albia dodging the bullet. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth, and the Lady D's still clinging to that 1-0 lead. We'll be right back.
We're not on yet. What? Yes, she did.
Thunder Country, absolutely. And Albia would like some more thunder here. They lead it 1-0. Rochelle Heineman leads it off. Designated player for the Lady D's. And there's a long shot out in the left field. That may be out of here. It is a home run for Rochelle Heineman on a wild count. And she nailed that one, putting it over the fence at about 210. Somebody caught it out there in their hat. I don't know who that was, but he made a heck of a catch on that. Jeff Adler made the catch there. That's the hit of the game for Rochelle Heineman.
She let off with a single last time.
But that was a defensive play of the game by Jeff Adler beyond the fence. There was no doubt on that. It was just a question whether it was going to clear the fence, Bill, and she just really nailed that pitch.
She had a single last time.
She's two for two, and that's a big run of the way this game's going.
This is Anna Riley batting now.
There's a chopper. Great play that time by Akers, and throws it away. And Anna's hustling, and she's going to go into third base, and they almost threw it away again. But nice play by the third baseman, Heaven Harper, to save that. That's a three-base error by the pitcher on a routine comebacker. To Akins, she just threw it over the head of the first baseman, and Anna Riley was off to the races. And I could see that time, after the home run to Heineman by Akins, the pitcher, you could just read it all over her face, totally frustrated there. And you have to shake that off, and she didn't there. That was just such a routine play, Bill, to throw that away.
Emma Dedeen is batting and bunts it, and it's
fair ball misplayed by the third baseman.
Kevin Harper and Anna Riley now thinks to come in here and goes back, but it allows Deneen to go down to second. Aggressive base running by the Lady D's. Deneen squared for the squeeze play there to put the bunt down. She did. Heck of a play that time by Heaven Harper. She came in a dove for it, and I bet she's got a sore elbow right now. I still believe that's an infield hit, and that's how it scored over there. Infield hit.
I just got outvoted. I thought she misplayed that completely.
Well, she had to dive to get it, and it was in her glove, but it rolled out. That's why I would score it that way. And so she was on first, but then Riley, Anna, broke down the line, and they played on her, and that allowed Deneen then to move into second base on some good heads-up base running. So second and third, still nobody out. Now Alvia's trying to get some insurance runs here. I would have, the reason I didn't give her an error on that, Bill, she had to come a long way in on that on the square, and she dove head first to try to get it. You know, so it was not like it was a routine play. It did dribble out of her glove. I thought she was going to make one heck of a play, though. She had it in her glove. But anyway, the important thing for the Lady D's, you think that was a hanging Chad? Second, third, nobody out. And there's a swing and a miss. For number 10 for the Lady D's, Kagan Bossert, the shortstop. She popped out to the catcher.
Come on, Kagan.
She could really get some insurance runs here, couldn't she, Bill? And there's a wild pitch. They've got to play at the plate. No, they don't. Not in time. Anna Riley scores on the wild pitch. 3-0. And moving to third.
Emma Deneen. Third on third.
Riley scores on the wild pitch.
The wheels, as I sometimes say, are coming off the bus for D.C. right now.
And the shortstop, Kagan Bossert, is at bat.
You've got two things, I think, going here, Bill. Alvia's playing very aggressively right now. And I hate to say this about Akins, but they're kind of losing their poise here a little bit. But even though they're in first place, D.C., very, very, very young team. Freshman catcher. And that one hits, Bossert. And, you know, you can just see that frustration in Akins, the pitcher out there. Runners on the corners now, first and third.
Number nine, McKenna Adler.
And who's up to the plate now?
McKenna Adler.
The right fielder. She fanned her first plate appearance. Bradshaw, Madison Bradshaw, the D.C. coach, came out. Here's the pitch, squaring the butt. Not going. And going into second base is Bossert on the stolen base. Nobody making a play there, though.
They played the bunt, and nobody covers second when they play the bunt.
They let her go. There's a strike at the belt. Two strikes now to Adler. Here's the pitch quickly. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the best pitch. Akins has thrown in a couple of innings there, right at the letters, blew it right by her. One out. As I was saying there, Bill, Madison Bradshaw, the Davis County coach, went out to try to settle his kids down, but it hasn't really worked, has it?
Well, to get out of it, we'll find out.
Strike the letters.
Cassie
Smallwood.
First base.
She grounded out second to first in her only plate appearance of the evening. She squares the bunt, takes it low for a ball. Davis County's first and third baseman charging. Of course, that sends the shortstop to third, second baseman to first. Their bunt defense. One ball, one strike, one out. Two runs in, 3-0. She squares again. It's the strike. Umpire says she offered at it. The whole 1-2.
That's a strike.
Well, the best way to settle your team down, if you're Davis County, is piece together a couple of strikeouts. That's what she's trying to do right now. Madsen sets outside on that one. They tried to waste one. It's way outside, ball two, 2-2. Smallwood choking up on the bat. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That ball was out of the strike zone. And that's out number two. So now Akins seems to have righted her ship a little bit. She struck out the last two hitters, and it's all up now to a girl you'd like to have up there with runners in scoring position, Sydney Weldon.
Yes, I'll just
Left-handed batter. Second, third, two outs. He takes it low for a ball. This is where, when you talk to her, not on the air, Weldon loves these situations with runners on. Chance to pick up some runs batted in. And right now, she hasn't gotten the pitch to hit. It's 2-0. 3-0 Albion. The way Van Polen's playing and the way the Albion defense is playing, those runs loom very, very large, those extra two that's in it. You can bet that she's hitting away here, and she takes ball three, 3-0. I'm not too sure they're not... going to be too disappointed if she draws the base on ball here. Way outside, they're going to put her on ball four. They tried to, I think, work her early there, maybe not give her anything too good to hit, but when they went 3-0 on her, Madsen set up way outside, and that was just an intentional pass, basically. They hoped she'd chase, but they didn't give her anything to hit that whole sequence. Nothing at all. Base is loaded now. Two out. Van Polen could help her cause, Bill.
Yes, she.
Now batting the pitcher, Lexi Van Polen.
Just get the bat on it.
On the evening, what's she done?
Well, she walked in the first inning, and then the third she struck out.
So 0 for 1. She takes a strike on the outside corner. Ducks on the pond. They're all out there. First, second, third, 3-0. Van Polen fouls it off, and that's out of play for a strike. She's in the hole 0-2. Davis County clinging to first place in the South Central Conference, and you want to talk about a tough matchup. They'll be at home tomorrow night taking on number 5, Clark. And Clark actually trails them by one game in the race, but if you're ranked number 5, you still, even at this point in the season, would be the favorite to win the South Central. That'll be a big matchup. That's inside for a ball. That's what makes this game even bigger for Davis County. Mm-hmm. And we'll mention that here in a second. Here's a pitch by Akins outside for a ball. As Rudy was saying here, Kagan Bossert is picking up the signs from the catcher here from them. And with that young catcher, you know, she's got to be more careful at hiding those. And one of the great rules, Bill, you know this, in baseball and softball, if you can steal the signs, it makes a big difference. There's a little blooper out the shortstop. Ben makes the play, and Davis County's finally out of the inning. Albie did some damage, Bill. Two runs, two hits, one error. And how many left on base? Three. Hate to leave them on. Davis County's left 6, though, in 4 innings. So there have been a lot of people stranded tonight. But more importantly, Albie has scored 3 runs. And we've played 4. So Lady D's 3. Lady Mustangs, nothing. We'll be right back. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leads it 3-0 as we go to the fifth over South Central Conference leader Davis County. This is Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor. Bill and I go way back, good friends, and of course, he is the guy who started 29 years ago. 29 years ago? How many years ago?
1962.
Well, it's longer than that. You were here 29 years. 51 years ago. 51 years ago, you started the baseball program at Albia. How about that? I'm working with a legend, and I mean that seriously. First pitch, there's a shot into the gap in left center. That's going to get down. It's going to go clear to the fence, and that's going to go down as a leadoff double for Davis County, and that's their leadoff hitter, Bodkins. Blair Bodkins, she was 0 for 2 before that. So they have their scoring threat here going, but they've had some before, Bill, but they've come up empty. Now Macy Grooms, the left fielder, is up there. She's 1-for-2. That's outside for a ball. Well, you can't trifle with them. You've got a 3-run lead, but that's not too many, is it?
They're not going to walk away.
Here's the pitch from Van Polen. It's outside ball 2. Lexieville came into this game with 4.73 ERA, but she's working on a shutout here in the 5th. She's had a good effort, but she's had some good defense behind her, hasn't she?
Yes, she has.
That's a strike, and that was...
There was no defense for that last double. It was hit out there.
That was really,
miles.
Really hit. Our next game is going to be Monday night. We're going to be out here at Davis County again, but it's going to be boys doubleheader with Albion. Speaking of the Albion boys, they lead 1-0 in the 4th. They're going for the sweep over South Central Conference leaders Centerville tonight. They won the first game 6-2. Great effort by Boyd Britton and Jim Cagle's kids. Here's the pitch from Van Polen. That's popped up on the infield. Riley is camping under it. She'll put it away. She does. And that's out number 1. Cammie Guider is the batter. Guider, 1-for-2. She had a base hit in the first.
She hit a double, and then she hit a fly to the second baseman.
Base hit would probably score Bodkins from second here. Take a good throw and get her. She has good speed. Here's the pitch. And there's the ball. Great play by Riley. Up to first in time. Anna going well over in the hole. I thought that ball had a chance to get through. She made the play, throws out the runner 2 away, and going to third, Bodkins. Good play that time by Anna Riley, who, as I said earlier, is getting a lot of action tonight at second. Well, here's a girl that can hit the ball a long way, Bill. We saw that.
She hit a double. A strikeout and a double.
Shuey, their cleanup hitter. That's a big run for them at third. Here's a pitch by Van Polen outside for a ball.
Well, could be. Struck her out the first inning.
Van Polen trying to keep that shutout going. Here's the pitch. Outside ball 2. Well, they're not bringing it into her too much.
Well, if they get her to swing at something on the outside, we could probably take care of it.
She's hitting .318 on the year. No home runs, but she's got 7 RBIs. There's a shot in the left. That ball looked like it might get down. Griffin got a great jump on it. Makes the catch for out number 3. Big put out. And that preserves the shutout, Bill.
So far, we're in it. Looking good.
No runs in the inning. 1 hit, no errors. Runner stranded at third. We go to the bottom half of inning number 5. Albion still leading 3-0. I'm going to keep it here this time, Derek. I want to mention tomorrow, Flag Day. John Flattery's been up here tonight. He, of course, works with Jason and Dan, worked with Rudy for years on the football basketball broadcast. And John's going to be playing music tomorrow. I want to remind you, from 11 to 1, Flag Day tomorrow, June 14th. And we've got a lot of great food catered in by Hy-Vee, where John works. And we've got hamburgers and hot dogs and coleslaw and baked beans and ice cream and drinks. Cost $5, but all the proceeds, all of them, go to Welcome Home Soldier. And we've got special music. John, you're going to be bringing some music.
Yep.
And you've got some patriotic numbers.
I sure do.
And we're going to have some flag giveaways, Bill. You ought to be there. You might win the American. We're giving away 2 beautiful American flags.
I have a nice American flag, and I'm going to put it on my deck in the morning if I remember.
But you're a patriotic guy. There's a base hit as Albion leads it off here in the bottom of the 5th.
Kenzie Griffin
lining that one into left field. And again, that's from 11 to 1 tomorrow. Trinity United Methodist Church Vacation Bible School kids are going to sing. John's going to be doing a lot of music, giving away some flags. Everybody who eats or donates gets an American flag like this, too, Bill. They're pretty neat. It's 11 to 1 tomorrow. There's a high fly ball. It's deep to left. It may be out of here. It is. The second home run of the evening for Rochelle Hyman. She bookends it. A 2-run homer, like the first one. She hits this one over the left field fence. On a no ball, no strike count, she was setting on that from that pitch from Akins and just drilled it almost in the identical place, Bill. The only thing that Adler didn't catch it this time.
Well, he was not paying any attention out there. You got to pay attention.
Those are two big, big runs. Albion now leading at 5-0. And at this pace, it's not going to be hard to pick a hitting star for the game, the way she's hitting. Two run shot by Hindman. Fouled off to the right, and that's just over the fence out of play by Anna Riley. Anna on the evening has done what?
A fly out to the pitcher, and then she got on by an error and scored a run in the third inning.
Two run shot by Rochelle Hindman. She had one earlier in the ballgame. And it's 5-0. Swing and a miss. Strike two by Anna. Well, there's nothing more fun than making that home run trot, is there?
I never did that.
You never did that?
No.
High inside, Anna. One and
I
two.
I take that back. I did.
Of all the baseball you played, you had to.
Yes, I did. You'd think I was only hit one, I'd remember, wouldn't you?
Popped up by Anna, and that one's drifting over. First baseman there makes the play, and making that play is Marcia Shuey. You were an average hitter. I don't mean that you were average, but you were more of a spray contact hitter, I think you've told me before.
Probably, but I was not overpowering. I didn't hit the long ball very much, but I hit a lot of Willie Keeler type,
please call him. There's a pop-up racing in. The left fielder makes a one-handed grab in foul territory. That's Grooms, Macy Grooms, for out number three, retiring Denise.
Two runs.
Two down.
Second out.
Yeah. Kagan Bossert comes to the plate. She's been hit by a pitch, popped out to the catcher, 0 for 1.
Come on, Kagan.
Well, Bill, we thought this might be an exciting game, and it certainly turned out to be that way. Ball one. In fact, this has been a very good night at the Albia Sports Complex so far. The boys defeating first place Centerville 6-2 in the first game, leading in this second game over there, 1-0. That's foul back behind us. And then Davis County came in here in first place in the girls' race. Clark nipping at their heels, as is Eddyville. And Albia's taking it to them now, 5-0. In fact, that's really going to scramble the South Central Conference race if Albia wins this game. Ball two, 2-1. And you can bet Clark and Eddyville are going to anxiously look in the newspapers and look at the radio, listen to the radio, see how this game goes tonight. That's fouled off to the side, strike two. That'll make that game a big game over at Davis County with Clark tomorrow. Very, very big.
Kagan hit a little fly ball to the catcher, and then she got hit in the leg, the hip by the pitch. Hit by pitcher.
Chokes up way up on the bat. Right-handed hitter. Pitched by Akins. And that one's popped up. There's a play on it. And it's going to drop just foul.
Oh, well.
And Shuey came in the first baseman on that play, but I'm still not too sure that had Akins went over there, she might have had a better play on that, better angle.
You're absolutely right, Bridget. Off that first baseman out of the way, and the pitcher had it in her pocket.
Yep. 2-2, 2 out. 5-0 Albia here in the fifth. John Flattery says Albia leading in the fifth inning, 1-0 in the boys' game. Who's pitching that game, John? You want to run that down? No, it's not Bob Gibson. Steve Carlton. He won't talk to John if it's Steve Carlton. Carlton never talked to anybody.
Oh, wow.
Four. That was up around her noggin that time.
Behind her.
Yeah.
That's not fair.
So, we get another base runner here for the Lady D's.
McKenna, don't strike out.
And here's McKenna Adler. She's 0 for 2. High for a ball.
She's going to hit one next time.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Fouled off strike one. Nothing helps a team get more aggressive than to have one of your teammates hit a home run. Because everybody then thinks, hey, we can get up and get a piece of that. And they're really swinging the bats better tonight. Swing and a miss, strike two. The one thing you don't want to have happen is everybody swinging for a home run, because then you get in trouble. 1-2, 2 out. McKenna wants to get a piece of this. And she does, but it's foul. 1-2. You know, we talk about Flag Day tomorrow from 11 to 1 on the Albia Square Bill, a great dinner and the music and everything John's doing. Following weekend, Rodders and Choppers weekend, Bob Reed Tractor Show. That's a big deal. Follies that weekend. People get to that. High for a ball, 1-2. And the weekend after that, if you can believe it or not, is the 4th of July, and they've got a big deal with the Reservoir. We'll talk a lot about that Monday that the Chamber is doing, a lot of things with that. And foul straight back again. McKenna hanging in there. In fact, where we got our pizza again tonight.
Wow.
How about this one?
Oh, wow.
Albia Brewery. We had the freebie the other day. Boy, they're good. They're doing something with Rotary, swing and a miss, strike three. McKenna down, third time on strikes tonight. They're helping finance that with some stuff coming up. We'll talk a lot more about that if we get time tonight, certainly Monday. So a lot of things coming up in the Albia area, but right now we're just enjoying this game tonight because we played five. We're going to the sixth. It's the Lady D's five and Davis County, the Lady Mustangs nothing. Albia getting two runs in the inning on the big two-run shot by Rochelle Hindman. And that's where we're at right now. Albia had two hits in the inning, and they made them count. We head to the sixth. It's 5-0. We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia leading at 5-0 here as we go to the sixth tonight. Who's leading it off again, Bill?
Evan Harper.
I just said to Bill, that was a bad pun, Lady Mustangs, and he said, what do you call them? I said, the Lady Mustangs. And I said,
You could call them the Phillies.
You could call them the Phillies.
I didn't agree with that. I think they're the Lady Mustangs.
4-1 to Harper. There's a looping liner over the head of Adler into the right field defense, and she's going for three, and she'll make it. She's got a lot of speed, and that goes down as a leadoff triple for Heaven Harper, and that makes those two runs on the home run by Rochelle Hindman look very, very big right now. Whitney Madden,
the catcher.
The catcher coming up.
Run on third. Nobody out.
Albia, the boys lead it now 1-0 in the fifth inning against Centerville in game two after winning the first game against Centerville. Just outside ball one. And Griffin Osing is pitching for Albia tonight, shutting out at this point Centerville 1-0. We saw him pitch against Eddieville Blakesburg Monday, and he lasted only 2 1/3, so it's nice to see him bounce back, Bill. Fly ball head out into the gap in right center. It's going to drop. That'll drive in a run, and that's a base hit now for Madden. And there goes the shutout as the Mustangs score a run. It's now 5-1. Hitting the ball to right field. It's what she wants to do with that runner at third. And she drops that in there for a base hit in front of Adler.
And she gets a pinch runner. Marissa Hamburg is going to run for Whitney. Whitney Madden gets a pinch runner.
Whitney Madden, their catcher, comes out, and they get the pinch runner there. So a little more speed, too. Strike to the batter up there, Janelle Fenton. Fenton has a base hit, and she reached on an error. 1-2. We're in the sixth. Albia leads at 5-1. Lexi Van Polen's been sharp tonight, has some great defense behind her, and timely hitting. There's a ground ball. Smallwood takes it, steps on the bag for the putout, and the pinch runner goes down to second base. One away. Here's Deidre Rudd, center fielder. I think she has a hit on the evening as well, Bill, in her first plate appearance, 1-for-2.
Yeah, in the second inning, she got a single, and then she was thrown out by the catcher.
And she takes ball one. Davis County has to look back at this game if they do lose. That's ball too high. There's the throw down the second. It's in the center field, but backing it. Oh, they've got a chance to get it, and they're going to. Great play that time. And the coach, Madison Bradshaw, is totally upset for Davis County. I don't blame him. Emma Dineen threw down to try to pick the runner, the pinch runner who was coming way off second there. She threw down. The ball went through, but backing it up like she should was Sydney Weldon. She came up with it. The runner, seeing it go through, didn't check her coach. She didn't check the center fielder. She broke for third. She was out by 10 feet at third base on a great throw by Weldon. And that is a backbreaker when you're down 5-1 with only one out and a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. That one's popped foul, and it's going to be caught. A great play by Caitlin Spieler for out number three, and how quickly it changes. Davis County had a run in, a runner at second, one out, and suddenly they're out of the inning. And Albia now has to feel very good about that, too.
We're three outs away from a victory.
And Davis County, Bill, you look at those runners they left on the first four innings, six runners, four of them were in scoring position, and then with this base running miscue we just saw a moment ago, they've missed their own opportunities. Couple that with some timely hitting and some power hitting tonight by Rochelle Hyman and some great pitching by Lexi Van Polen. And it's been a great night for the Lady D's tonight. They lead it 5-1 as we go to the bottom of the sixth. We've got time for one of our sponsors to tell us about what they're up to, and we'll do that right now. Go ahead, Bill.
Leading off in the sixth inning for the Lady D's was Cassie Smallwood. She hits a hard grounder to the third baseman. Davis County third baseman picks it up, throws her out at first base, one out, and Sydney Weldon coming up.
Sydney's had a good night, as always. That assist she just got from her center field position made the night. Fouls this one off, out of play, strike one. One walk and 0-for-2. She doesn't go hitless very often. And she would like to correct that right now.
She didn't get anything to hit last time. They threw wide four times.
And she takes a ball here, 1-1. Bill, this has been a great game. This has been an enjoyable game. This is... You know, so many times in life you wish you could be two places at once. Tonight would be one of those. There we go.
Oh!
Yeah, it goes through the left fielder. She'll head to second, and she's going to stop there as Mitch Chance has his arms up saying that's enough.
Well, a hit and an error.
So she gets her hit?
She goes to second on an error by the left fielder.
And what could have been an 0-for-3 night turns into 1-for-3. What a difference that makes.
Now batting Lexi Van Polen. Oh, here's my player.
Lexi Van Polen.
She has done well tonight.
And she hits a chopper up the middle, and it goes through for a base hit. I think that, I wouldn't give it a base hit, but anyway, it goes through. Going to score the hit?
RBI 4 for Lexi Van Polen.
Got to be.
It's a bad bounce on it.
Bad bounce.
Somehow.
And I'm going to mention that to Rudy here in a minute. That goes down as a base hit for Lexi. She hit that high chopper. I think if she'd have fielded that, which I would like to think, you know, she would have gotten in front of that and fielded it if you're a Davis County coach, she still would have had trouble getting her, I think. And it's an RBI. Big run there. 6-1. Here's Kenzie Griffin. I'll tell you what I've noticed. I wanted to say that. Boy, you've just got to get absolutely in front of those. And she kind of tried to feel that off to the side, and you can't do that. But one thing, and Rudy, you can attest to this, and Bill, you've noticed it the other night with me. The field, with all the rain, of course, it can bake with the heat we've got. There's some spots there. It just almost plays like AstroTurf out there.
Hard.
It's just real hard pan in some areas.
They watered it all afternoon.
It's still really hard. Well, we saw a girl in the JV game hit the turf out there, and she had to come out of the game, didn't she, Bill?
She hit the... must have been a bad spot in the outfield to land on, because she kind of looked like she might have twisted a knee or an ankle or something, but she did land hard going after the ball.
There's a 2-1 pitch way inside. Kenzie really got jammed on that, but fights it off. Running on that pitch, of course, was...
Mary running for her again.
Mary's a professional runner by trade at this point.
She's Lexi's professional runner.
But she's only an eighth grader. And it's good to get her in the game. You get these young kids in the game in any capacity, it's always good. And she is fast, and she scored the first run of the game, Bill Frow.
She did. She stole the base, I think.
That one's fouled back right behind us.
Yes, she did. She stole second base. And then she scored on a hit by Rochelle Hyman.
Count full, 3-2. I think Shepard may be going this time with one out. Let's see. Akins into the wind. Here's the pitch. There's a little chopper. One hop. Second baseman takes the throw from the shortstop. Botkins from Fenton for the force out. And that's the put out. Shepard forced at second. Safe at first on the fielder's choice, of course, is Kenzie Griffin. Here's Rochelle Hyman, who's hit two home runs tonight.
Look out.
Here's the pitch. Good cut that time. Foul straight back.
She'll get the hat trick.
Rudy says up here maybe she'll get the hat trick.
If she has a single and two home runs, and that's a no matter what. She's had a good game.
I will call it if she hits at the trifecta.
That's another big word.
High and outside, ball one, one
that's,
and one.
That's a racing term.
That's a racing term. And Albia right now racing the victory if they can continue this. They lead at 6-1. Here's the pitch. High for ball. Quick throw down by Madsen. And kind of crawling back in there was Kenzie Griffin. She didn't slide back in. She kind of crawled back in. That was John Flattery's technique for getting back into base right there.
Was John on all that muscle?
As long as he doesn't do that when he goes home at night, you're okay. 2-2, 2 outs. That's Rochelle Fowles. What time are you going to be up there setting up your music tomorrow?
Probably about
9. It gets earlier every time I ask. You're going to be setting it up tonight.
I might play 9 holes of golf before I get
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I can. I'll have a good one. You can play 9. You don't have very many errant shots.
I can't. I did lose that yellow golf ball finally.
One now and then.
I...
2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Albia leads 6-1, bottom of the sixth. Against first place, Davis County, Lady Mustang. Rochelle waiting, hoping to get something she can drive here. Instead, she gets hit.
Hit on my leg.
Well, it's not always bad when somebody's hit two long home runs to hit them. And, of course, the runner at second went over to third, but it's dead ball on that. So the umpire says, you got to go back. And so...
the runner's on first and second, and the batter is Anna Riley.
Griffin goes back to second. Anna Riley, the batter. We're going to get a runner at first base.
Running for Rochelle Hyman will be number 20, Caitlin Spieler.
Caitlin Spieler, who has been in the field but not batted tonight, now will run as a courtesy runner for Rochelle Hyman at first. First and second, two out. Anna Riley, the batter. Here's the pitch from Akins. Popped up. It's going to be right over the pitcher's rubber and right there. just moving about a foot to the right. The Bacons for the put out for out number three, but Albia comes up with another run to move their lead to 6-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. The totals in the inning, Bill, were one run,
two hits, and two left on.
So we head to number seven. Albia needs three putouts, and they're going to have a big, big win over the first-place Mustangs. They lead it 6-1. We'll be right back. I'm Rich Grimes with Bill Saylor, and we enjoy our time up here in the booth tonight. Actually, John Flattery's up here. Rudy Riley, it's been a lot of fun, and it's even more fun because Albia leads 6-1 here in the top of the seventh. Quite a story behind that score, though, Bill.
The story behind the game tonight is Lexi Van Pollen's pitching, but really not her pitching as much as the Albia defense. This is a team effort if there ever was one, because Lexi has given up 8 hits and only struck out 3, but she hasn't walked any, and the Albia defense has been very, very good.
And couple that with some timely hitting, and it's been a great team effort, as you said tonight, great team effort by Albia tonight, which you have to beat a team that's leading your conference. And as I said, Clark and Eddyville, number 5 Clark particularly, nipping at Davis County's heels. Clark's going to be licking their chops about playing them tomorrow if Albia can hold on for the win here. That's a ball.
Okay. Connor Wolf on the right fielder?
That's right.
All right.
And she is 0-2 on the evening for the Lady. The
one ball and two strikes.
And they desperately
and they
need runners.
Struck her out.
The big K strikeout, one down and trailing by 5 here. That's not what they want. And we talked about Davis County coming into this game. Not particularly a very good hitting team. Only 236. And we're down at the bottom of the order, so it's a little problematic, and they take strike one there as their hitter up there at the top of the order, Bodkins.
Yeah.
Bodkins does have a hit on the night, 1-3.
She also has a strikeout on her record.
And she takes a ball, 1-1. The strength of the Mustang team has been Rhonda Akins, their pitcher, but she's struggled tonight. She's given up 6 runs. And that's popped up. Lexi Van Pollen will take it herself, 2 down, and Albia's 1 out away from notching a big win. We do have an update on the boys' game in the second game. What inning was that, John? 6th inning, yeah. Centerville, after trailing 1-0 through the top of the 5th, now leads 6-1 over Albia in the second game. So they are looking to get a split with the Blue Demons. That's a ball outside, 1 ball, no strikes. 2 out here. The Lady D's leading at 6-1 in what has been a very, very fine ball game. Want to remind you to stick with us for our post-game show. There's a ground ball, and Bosser doesn't come up with it. She short-hopped it there, and that's an E6. Got to take those off the big hop, Bill. You're the shortstop guy. Got to make it easier on yourself, don't you?
Got to pick it up and throw them out.
She took it up that short hop, and that's a playoff. This hard pan infield, too, especially. I thought that was a winner, didn't you?
Could have been.
Strike one on the outside corner.
I think Lexi's going to take it herself.
Macy Broom got on base that time in the air.
Tammy Guider.
Guider's the batter.
Designated player.
So Broom's is at first.
Shake it off, Lexi. Throw a strike.
6-1, two out here in the seventh. Here's the pitch by Van Polen. There's a base hit up the middle. Davis County stays alive. Weldon gets it in quickly, and they have two on now. Still two out, and the cleanup hitter coming up, Chewy. 1-3. And Mitch Chance calls time. He's going to go out and talk to Lexi Van Polen.
What do you suppose the coach is going to say? I know what he's going to say.
He's actually saying, what restaurants in Albie are still open at this time? It's early. That's not what he's saying. What's he say here? I think he simply reminds them, you've got a out at any base but home. You've got two out. You've got a five-run lead. Throw strikes. You know, keep the ball in front of you. Touch the bag.
Mm-hmm. Get the batter.
No sweat. Don't worry about it. Just play your game. Davis County's down by five. They still need two more runners to even have a chance to tie this up at this point with two out. Van Polen working around, as you said, those base hits. Outside for a ball. In fact, Bill, that is now 10 hits. Probably that one was an error. That is 9 hits on the evening for the Mustangs.
Yep.
But only one run. That's really phenomenal. There's a ground ball to Buster. She's up with it. There's the throw, and it's wide. That's going to be an error. That's going to let a runner in, and everybody's going to move up. It's now 6-2. Kagan made a great play. It looked like that was going to be the third out of the ball game there. Instead, it's wide. It pulls Smallwood off the bag. A runner comes in to score, and Groom score. Guider moves to third. Shuey moves up on the air to second. And here's Heaven Harper. Caitlin Francis is running for Shuey at second. Heaven Harper's the batter now. And as we said at the top of the broadcast, she's one of their leading hitters, right-handed batter.
Well, we got room for it, first base.
Heaven Harper. She is their leading hitter. Came into this game at 343, right-handed batter. Here's the pitch, outside for a ball. Nice stop by
this one. I'd like to see a replay. I wonder if our shortstop, Bosser, could have taken the runner at second, taken the out at second.
She had a couple of options. But with the third out, you know, she's got a strong arm.
Yeah, she's done real well. She does quite well throwing to first base usually.
Harper now 2-0 on the count. Albia still up 6-2, and they still need to get another runner up, another batter up there. There's a shot. That's the winner, Cassie Smallwood. On a hard hit ground ball, she snagged it right near the line of first base, stepped on the bag, and the Albia Lady V's have defeated first place Davis County here 6-2. We'll be back for totals and highlights right after this. That was a good thing she got. We're back here at Lizzie Alexander Field, the Albia Sports Complex. It's been a big night for baseball and softball. Albia currently trailing in the second game of the baseball game to first place Centerville by a score of 6-1. Albia did win the first game 6-2, so they look like they might be headed for a split there. But the Albia Lady D's had an even bigger night, I think. They defeat first place Davis County 6-2. If you really look at it, we had two first-place teams come to Albia tonight, Davis County and girls, Centerville and boys, and if the score hangs where it is in the second game of the boys, Albion will have won 2 out of 3 tonight. That's a pretty good night. It was a great night here for the Lady Beauties in the game that Bill and I have brought you. Albion winning at 6-2, and Bill's figuring up the totals for the ball game. We still have someone up here, either hopefully Rochelle Heineman, maybe Coach Chance. We'll wait and see. They're having a team meeting out there. But after losing to Fairfield last night and having a tough go here a little bit of late, they bounced back big time tonight, big time, played very, very well. They came into this game with a 6-8 mark. They moved to 7-8, within 1 of .500. And Davis County, which has been in first place in the South Central, now has to really worry about Clark and also Eddyville, because they've just been right behind them. And I believe actually Clark is now tied with them with that big matchup coming tomorrow night. Clark rated number 5 in the state of Iowa. Rhonda Akins, or Riley Akins rather, came into this game as one of the top pitchers in the conference. And Albion scored 6 runs off of her tonight. Just did a great job. What were the totals for both pitchers tonight, Bill? Lexi Van Polen, of course, getting the win, and Akins the loss. And what were the totals for the game?
Well, for the Davis County pitcher, Riley Akins, she gave up 6 runs. Only 5 hits, but 2 of those hits, both runs. And she struck out 4 and walked 4.
And she kind of flustered there at a key point in the game, too. A home run will do that with young pitchers, I think, especially.
Lexi, a lot of poise tonight. She gave up 9 hits, but only allowed 2 runs. She struck out 4 and didn't walk anybody.
One thing that, and you can analyze this better than me, but I think one thing when you have Lexi Van Polen, who is, of course, still a very young pitcher, a sophomore, you give up 9 hits, but she gets good defense behind her. You pitch with more and more confidence all the time.
The play that ended the game was a very good play by the first baseman.
Smallwood.
It was a hard-hit ball.
That could have went in the corner very easily.
And it could have ended up with a triple out in the right field if she hadn't stopped it and picked it up. And she all she had to do was step on first base to end the game. My favorite shortstop made a couple of errors, but she also made a couple of really good plays. And I'm trying to remember, there was a couple of the outfielders played pretty darn well.
Sydney Welland got a big assist, throwing the runner at third.
And how about the catch in left field?
Right. Some great playoff and
down the line
by, of course, the Albion left fielder, which is Kenzie Griffin. I thought she played a great game in left field. Anna Riley has lots of action at second base tonight. Just covers that whole area very well. Albion played good defense for the most part, except a couple of glitches there in the last inning. And only 5 hits tonight, but they made them count. Of course, the 2 long home runs by Rochelle Heineman, and she nailed them both over the left field fence.
She also had another hit also.
She had 3 hits.
She had 3 hits. She had a single in the first inning.
She has to be our hitting star of the game for Albion.
And she also...
And she is coming up. We'll talk to her in a few moments.
And she also got on base by pitcher.
They didn't want to pitch to her the fourth time.
She's out of base 4 times.
The interesting thing about Akins, I think, for them, Bill, she only gave up 5 hits, and she's good. I was impressed with her, the Davis County pitcher. But, and this is not criticism, but I'll tell you what, Lexi Van Polen kept her poise a lot better tonight, and that threw Akins off a little bit. But Davis County's going to have to rebound before they play number 5 Clark tomorrow, and Albion's got something to build off of with this great win tonight over Davis County, 6-2. Anything else that stood out with you tonight, Bill?
Well,
complete game by Albion.
It was. It was. They kept their poise. The defense was surprising. We put people off tonight.
The bottom line is, I think we could say the girls were absolutely ready to play tonight. And it showed.
They were.
Great game. What's up next for us? By the way, we're going to take a break here in a moment. Rochelle Heineman, who had 2 home runs, is going to be our star of the game. We'll talk to her in just a moment. Appreciate John lining her up for a star of the game. And want to also tell you, we're going to be back in action Monday night. Boys action, doubleheader. Davis County again, Bill. Their boys team coming to town. We have a double dip, doubleheader Monday. Albia baseball entertaining Davis County Mustangs will be on the air Monday night about 5:25. We're going to get a look at another ranked team, too, because Tuesday night, Bill, of next week, the Oskaloosa Indians come to town. They're ranked 11th, and they're taking on these Lady D's. And after what we saw tonight, that could be a very interesting matchup, and we'll have that game for you, too. That's what we know we have at the first of the week. Doubleheader Monday will be on there about 5:25, our Big Blue Live with our features, player profile, behind the scenes, where they now will be between games. Then we'll have the Oskaloosa-Albia game, and we'll be on the air with that about 7 o'clock Tuesday. And again, we'll have some more features, and we are glad so many of you enjoy hearing from different people on that. Let's take a look at the girls' ratings here before we take a break and get Rochelle Hyman up here. In Class 5A, Atumwaville went into this week number one in the state, but they lost two games to Indianola in their conference, so those will change. Also in our area, in Class 4A, Winterset number two, Carlisle number five, Oskaloosa, who we'll see Tuesday, number 11. And then looking at the other classes, in Class 3A, Clark, as we said, who will play Davis County tomorrow night, ranked number 5, PCM number 15. In Class 2A, nobody in the area. In Class 1A, several teams, Wayne and Corden ranked 6th, Sigourney 10th, Murray 14th. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back to talk to our star of the game, who's all smiles, Rochelle Hyman, right after this. Do you have any questions you want to ask her, Bill? You know, anything you want to ask her? We're back here at the Albia Sports Complex. Albia Lady D's winning it over Central Conference rival and the leader in the conference until tonight. Davis County Lady Mustangs. Rochelle Hyman, our star of the game. Why not? Two big home runs, Rochelle. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty exciting. I've been waiting for this my whole softball career. So
first ever? In high school?
These are my first two in my senior year.
Wow. Great. Two of them. It's nice to get one, but two. And they were very big tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, you take your home runs away, and this is a whole different ball game. Did you know you hit them right off the bat?
Yeah.
That's a good answer. Bill and I were up here, all of us were up here, and there was not much doubt, was there, Bill? They were right off the bat. Same spot. So you hit him right over the left field fence, and we said, was it Jeff Adler caught the first one in his hat over the fence? And you were pretty excited. I said to Bill, and we were talking about it, is there anything more exciting? I know you're a team-oriented player, but personally, is there anything more exciting than coming around on a home run and being greeted by everybody off the bench?
Oh, no. I can't even remember running around the bases.
You don't remember running around the bases?
No.
Well, fortunately, your instincts got you on the right pace each time, then. You did very, very well. What'd she throw you both times? Just straight fastball?
Yeah, right. A little lower.
And you had a third base hit. You had a hit earlier tonight.
So. Yep.
And you were on base four times.
Yep.
The last time was when she hit you.
Yep. I was waiting for the walk.
Yeah, you got to take them when you can get them. What's that, Bill? Oh, yeah, absolutely. You just played a complete game out there. Who are your folks?
Brian and Renee Hyman.
And your mother works on Bill and I's teeth when we go to Bates Dentist, doesn't she, Bill? Renee? She does.
No, that's my aunt.
That's your aunt? Well,
mm-hmm.
It's all in the family. I know so many of your family, I get confused. But you did a great job. You graduated, didn't you, already?
Yep, I graduated.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Kirkwood.
Kirkwood.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, Bill? Cedar Rapids. That's up in your stomping ground, Bill. What are you going to work on up there?
I'm going in the pharmacy, hopefully.
Hey, that's a good field. Well, pharmacies, way to go. She'll like Cedar Rapids a lot. Two big home runs tonight. We just loved it. We love to make calls on home runs. I do want to ask you this. Did you get the game balls?
Yes. I got the game ball.
So you have two of them now.
Yep.
What are you going to do with them?
Keep them in my room.
She's going to get a couple of those plastic holders, doesn't she, Bill? Preserve those.
Yep.
Those are going to be awesome. You'll never forget those.
Nope.
Yeah, you got to sign them. You going to have them sign them?
Maybe.
You want to think on that.
Yeah.
You don't want to scar them up any. Really? Yeah, I still have some that I had signed, so that's great. We enjoyed covering those, and what a great night. I don't know you want to get down with the rest of the team. And your family now, who has to be, were they here tonight?
My dad's in the field, and my mom was at my brother's T-ball game, but hopefully she made at least one of them.
Well, maybe they can get on, because I think we vault all that stuff and keep it on KIIC, so they could actually go back and hear the game and hear that call on those. But anyway, they'll be thrilled. They'll be thrilled with that. So
yep.
We're just good to talk to you. Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up, hon. Two big dingers. Bill, do you want to ask her anything? Okay. So, hey, job, and hey, who's up next?
I hit a grand slam last week.
You hit a grand slam?
My first one.
Oh, okay. Rochelle Heidman, she's a lot of fun.
Go ahead, Bob.
And, boy, she really nailed a couple of them tonight, Bill, didn't she? She really hit those, and those were the big runs. She's their star of the game. A lot of fun to talk to. She is all smiles tonight after hitting both of those.
Grand slam last week, you said?
She did, yeah, she said she had a grand slam.
Well,
so she's.
I thought that's the favorite.
She's swinging a hot bat right now, and that's what you want. That's why she's batting, and that's spot the batting order, cleanup, and she cleaned them up tonight.
Okay, she can play defense, too.
She's a good
she's called out there.
Good player, and so she's just doing a great job. Well, that's going to wrap it up on our end tonight. I want to remind you, we'll be back Monday night with Davis County. Again, Davis County, Bill. And we will bring you that game as they take on the Albia boys in baseball action, Boyd Britton, Jim Cagle's squad. And they're still wrapping up their second game. I don't think it's quite done with Centerville. They're dropping the second game after a big win the first game. But Mitch Chance's kids did a great job tonight. Lady D's winning over Davis County 6-2. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you the game. And it's always, and I say this very seriously, it's always a great pleasure for me to work with Bill Saylor. I've always respected him. He's a great guy. A lot of fun, and we have a lot of fun at the ball games, and we always have even more fun in the Albia boys or the Lady D's win, and that was the case tonight. We'll look forward to seeing you Monday night again. We'll be on the air about 5:25. And we also want to thank Joe Millage, Derek, who was in the studio running the board, did a great job. All the sponsors, all of you who listened, and also
Rudy.
Got to thank Rudy Riley, who did a heck of a job up here. He's always fun to work with. John Flattery, he'll do the music tomorrow at the Flag Day celebration, which we hope to see at from 11 to 1. And also, we had a great pizza again tonight from the Albia Brewery, Brian Lindbergh and his wife, and it was good. I don't know what kind it was tonight, but Bill was really savoring it, and so was I, and we appreciate that. It fueled us up, and we enjoyed it. So, thanks for your time this time. Until next time, so long.